Welcome to Soul of an Empath, the podcast that helps empaths to feel loved, seen, heard, and understood in all areas of your life. Now here's your host, Tiffany Cano.
Hello, welcome back to Soul of an Empath with Tiffany Cano. Today's topic is healing, insights, help, and blessings for releasing codependency within the workplace. And before we get started, I would love to give you a gift that pairs really well with today's topic. It's a group healing that I led via teleclass called Owning Your Value. The first day, we did Owning Your Value in Relationships. The second day, we did Owning Your Value in the Workplace. And the third day was Owning Your Value as an Entrepreneur. So if you're interested in seeing and healing those blind spots that have been getting in your way of owning your value, your self-worth, and having greater healthy self-esteem, then check out my free gift. You can get it at highlyperceptivepeopleacademy.com/OYV. And I will put that in the show notes for you as well. So it's highlyperceptivepeopleacademy.com/OYV. And now let's get going with today's episode. Be open and receptive to the healing. And we have a special healing guest, Christine, who's going to help us as I facilitate this for her and for all of you who are listening. As a gentle reminder, during our healings, please don't drive or operate heavy machinery. Please be able to sit down, relax, close your eyes, and receive. All parts that are pertinent to you, allow the healing and blessings to go there. And you can make specific requests. If you have a form of codependency in the workplace that is different than Christine's, just be open and receptive to that. Okay? We'll go ahead and start with a prayer. To the Supreme God, Divine Mother, Divine Father, all the great, great ones, spiritual teachers, spiritual elders, angels, saints, helpers and guides, we thank you. Thank you for the divine light, divine healing, divine love, divine power. Thank you for unmeshing all codependency patterns, habits, imprints, energies, out, out, out. Especially all codependency in regards to the workplace. Release codependency with coworkers. Release codependency with your bosses. Release codependency with subordinates. Release codependency with peers. Release all old wounds, inner child wounds, even possible past life wounds that are bleeding into your work environment now, that are playing at a conscious or subconscious volume, low volume, affecting your thoughts, your words, and your deeds. God, please reveal and heal all energies of codependency. Now, now, now. Thank you. Thank you. Everyone take a deep breath. Let the healing energies and blessings come into every cell, every particle of your being. sacred. Now, Christine, when you brought this topic request to my attention, tell me a little bit more about what you mean by codependency in the workplace. How has it affected and impacted you?
Well, Tiffany, I think a lot of it has to do with the need to people please. And I see that coming out a lot in terms of the anxiety and the stress it causes me when I go to work to make sure that all of my bosses and my superiors are happy with the work I'm doing, to make sure that my peers, my colleagues are happy. There's very much an internal pressure to try and anticipate the needs of others and really focus on what do I need to do to make everybody else happy. And I think at times I tend to get overworked or drained because I don't stop to really ask myself, what do I need in all of this? And where are my boundaries so that I can be an effective employee and yet hold on to myself at the same time?
Okay, so you've been losing yourself in the workplace, yes?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's time to find yourself. It's like those cartoons that have this character that's hidden in it. It's like, okay, find Waldo or something. Okay, I want you to find yourself. All the pieces that you have given away during your career, all the times and ways that you've given your sense of self, your energy to other people in the workplace. And I want you to recall it. Let the divine power within you reclaim those parts of you that you lost, or let people take that energy from you.
You know, along those lines of losing myself is also purposely making myself smaller. You know, I have a lot of horsepower, and when I'm operating at full capacity, I would notice people would get jealous, or it would create competitive situations or backstabbing situations. I think as part of, you know, those codependent patterns, I learned to sort of pull myself back and make myself behind the scenes so that I could get along better with those who really wanted to be in the spotlight in the forefront.
Okay. So let's start with collecting all those pieces, all those puzzle pieces, and then we'll help you to start playing bigger again. Okay?
Wonderful. Great.
All right. So all those little pieces of yourself, recall them. Drop into your heart and send out this radio wave of love to all of those lost energies, lost particles, and radiate them back to you. Everyone can be doing this. All the times and ways you've given your energy, yourself, your sense of self in a disempowering way to other people, other projects, companies. Let that come back to you so that you can be whole. Let all those fractures and those fractured pieces, those little shards, come back, come back, come back. We beckon you with love and sweetness. Bring them back into you. fully integrating. Let yourself be whole and complete. What percentage are you at for whole and complete? 100% being you're all back. Where are you at?
Scanning about 80%.
Okay. All right. Thank you, God, for the 80% healing. Now I accept the other 20%. Okay, my higher soul. All right, God and the great ones, help me get all of those little pieces of myself, all those shards. May they be healed and reintegrated within me. So I'm 100% whole and complete. There's this fear that I sense in you that some pieces might come back dirty. I want you to release the fear because we ask God and the great ones to help. So I actually see them cleaning them up. Okay. So instead of it looking like a smoky quartz crystal coming back, it's like a clear quartz. Okay. These little shards can come back nice and clean and bright and shiny. And fully integrate. Okay, it feels like you're in your 90s now. Let's go to 100. Are you willing?
I am willing.
Okay, 100%. With love, keep beaming love. We're calling all the lost parts of you. Coming back into full power. Okay, so as I just said, full power, I felt part of you cringe, get small, and afraid of full power. So I would like you to simultaneously release and let go of all that fear of actually being divine power. Because when you're an instrument of divine power, it's God's power that is within you. It's not your ego personality power. It doesn't mean that you're having a power trip. Release all fear of abusing power. Release all fears of people snuffing out your power when they see that you are in your power place. Release all fear of other people being jealous, spiteful, mean, when you're in your powerful, beautiful, heart-centered place. When your power is coupled with divine love, it is a gift to other people. If you are only power, then only power can, you know, lead to negative uses of power, like being a tyrant or something, or bullying, or pushing your way to get what you want. But when you couple it with love, and your heart is open, and that love and sweetness and gentleness and kindness and generosity and faith and trust and beauty is there, then everything that you try to create from this divine power is created just so beautifully. It is a gift to the world. And it is not your problem if other people can't handle, quote unquote, handle you and your powerful being. That's their job, to process and be with whatever emotions they have about that. Your job is to be you. And when you are present with your heart open and standing in your power, and also letting divine light come through you, so being in essence a being of divine light, love, and power, as if they're three sides of an equilateral triangle, that divine light, divine love, and divine power, that's your true nature. And if you really owned that and let yourself like own it in such a way that it's just who you are, no one would mess with you. It's only when you're out of congruency that other people try to take jabs. If you own it, it is just so. It won't be offensive. It won't be, you know, something for people to fear. They'll respect it. The right kind of people will crave it and yearn for you to be that because they like being around you when you're in that energy. And in the workplace, being around you in that energy can seem like it's a catalyst for them to also be their best self in the workplace. It's not your job to spark that in them. Your job is to be you. But if it does, invite them to also stand in their place of love and power and light, then everyone in the workplace can bring forth the best quality work possible. And it'll show up in higher productivity, new products, new services, new inspiration, higher caliber people, higher net sales, gross and net, greater efficiency overall. So you're actually being of service when you are coming from that place of love and power and light. How's that resonating for you?
Definitely makes sense. It's a wonderful shift in perspective and viewpoint.
Is there a but?
There's some unconscious but. I can feel there's resistance. I'm not quite sure what it is. But the soul is also willing.
So what's your but? What's that subconscious resistance?
I think it's the obstacles. I think it's the past history of trying to step into that power and ending up being surrounded by
Stop. I want to interrupt you. When you said trying to step into that power, do you see how that right there is incongruent? So because you were trying to step into that power, you weren't owning it. You weren't being it. So therefore, people could poke at you about it. If you are truly just being it and you're integrated, you're aligned, no one's gonna mess with you. They'll value you. They'll give you raises. They will promote you if that's what you want, okay? But as long as you're trying, you're not there. So forgive yourself for all the times and ways you've been out of congruency with yourself. Good. Cut the cords. Release the past. It is the past. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And now choose to do better going forward and let yourself own it. It's safe to be you. It's safe to be big. I also want you to release any tendencies to people please, because as long as you're people pleasing, you're going to let yourself get twisted and contorted and get small and all wonky. So I want you to release and let go of people pleasing. Or conforming to what you perceive they want from you. Good. We could probably do a whole episode just on releasing people pleasing, okay? Because this is actually really big. So for now, let's just release and slough off whatever layers we can. And then maybe we schedule time to do a full session or a couple of sessions even on the pattern of people pleasing, so that you can deeply release it out of you. So for now, let's just open up to releasing whatever layers are appropriate in this moment to come up and out. And this is the type of pattern that has affected you, obviously, in the workplace, but I know this kind of pattern ripples out into multiple areas of life. So as we go deeper with this, you'll notice healthier relationships with your family, with your ex-husband, with friends, with your daughter, with people in general. So.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All the places that you've been storing it in your body, let it come up and out. Good. How's that feeling?
It feels great. Very blissful.
Good. So I did some cleansing and releasing. Now I want us to end on energizing that pattern of you owning yourself, owning your divine power, coupled with an open, big, beautiful, loving heart. And also allowing for divine intelligence and wisdom and light. Letting yourself feel safe and comfortable to stand in this power. Owning it, claiming it from head to toe. Let yourself claim it, bask in it. That image I shared earlier of having an equilateral triangle of divine light, divine love, divine power. Imagine that that balanced triangle of divine light, divine love, and power is in every cell, every particle of your being. When all three are present, you don't have to be afraid of anything. And when your heart is open, that is the best way to let divine power flow through you. And if you want even more help, pray first. God, guide me. Guide my every thought, every word, every deed. Help me to embody divine light, divine love, divine power. Help me to own it. Help me to be it. Help me to embrace these soul qualities in my every thought, every word, every deed. Let me be an instrument for you, an instrument of divine power, an instrument of divine love, an instrument of divine light. Help me to show up fully with my big, bright, shiny self, being the best employee I can be. Good. Good. How does that feel, Christine?
Feels wonderful. Very grounding, very anchoring, and then very expanding.
Very good. So when you now think about being in the workplace, whether it's working from home, which most of us are these days, or actually having to have meetings, you know, with your boss or coworkers, how do you feel about that? Do you feel safe and comfortable standing in your power with your heart open?
I do.
Good. And are you willing to allow that divine guidance so that you can be God's instrument in the workplace?
Absolutely.
Very good. Another deep breath. Really own that one. You were like at 98%, I want you at 100. Wow, that feels better. Okay. I think that's a wrap. How do you feel?
I feel wonderful. Thank you so much.
How's your body feel?
Feels lighter, feels more open, more flowing.
Mm-hmm. And your creative juices?
I'm ready for divine inspiration.
Good. So you bring that from this moment forward into every business opportunity that you have. create your image, like something, whether it's a word or a picture or a drawing of something that represents you living with your heart open, standing in your power, and being God's instrument in the workplace. Does something come to mind?
Not yet, but I love the homework assignment.
Okay, so that is your homework. You can send me a picture or word or whatever it is that you came up with, okay, as follow-up to your homework. And I look forward to continue helping you and anyone else who's ready and willing and wanting to go deeper with healing. Much love and blessings. Namaste.
Namaste. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for listening to Soul of an Empath with Tiffany Cano. If you enjoyed this show, please rate and recommend it on Apple Podcast, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you are listening to it. You can get more information from soulofanempath.com. May you be blessed with love, health, peace, joy, spiritual oneness, prosperity, and abundance. So be it. So be it. So be it.